This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
And I rather like being called despicable. What do you think? You know? Just saying. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, be part of the conversation. Be part of the process. Be part of the fix. You know, the fix is in. This fix is in. I want you part of the fix. I want you to be, really, I really do want you involved. I want you engaged. And in talking to plenty of, I'll say lefties. I don't want to say Democrats. I'll say lefties over the last few days. It is amazing. And we have them too. Don't get me wrong. But it's amazing how many of them are not informed, have not been keeping up on the they don't keep up on the local stuff at all. It's just the national stuff, and everything I talked about with them is was as fed by the national media, by the national press. There are a few that aren't. Don't get me wrong. The few of them I have a lot of, you know, again, a lot of respect for, but very few, like two. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You really want to talk about what's going on out there? I mean, seriously, we are inundated now, out of nowhere, with the Kavanaugh effect, right? I mean, it's not much different than what that with President Trump, or has been going on, hasn't stopped yet, right? But I mean, these guys have truly, honestly, lost their minds. And I don't know what you can do. I don't know what you're going to do to fix this unless you're willing to take some really, 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 really uncomfortable stance. And there's a lot of you that won't do it. You're not interested. Right? So the claims from Kavanaugh are at it again. It was a book written. And look, I don't want to go over all the names again. But he's got another book that was written. And apparently there's somebody interviewed or not interviewed or discussed in the book. Again, you and I weren't there. We don't know. So apparently there's somebody in the book that claims that Kavanaugh exposed himself to her in college. And that his buddies were around and somebody actually grabbed his private part and stuck it in somebody else's face. And funny how all this, you know, think of this story. Think of how this story grows. And here's a guy that has a full female staff. And the first thing you go, see, proves. It doesn't prove anything. Got a full female staff. And, you know, his research is and such. And then when he was nominated for him being questioned, what was it, 200 women came forward and said, we have worked for that man currently and prior, and never once saw anything like what they're talking about. Not one time. Not a hint of. Because, you know, men are dogs, and dogs are dogs. And when men are really dogs like they're trying to make him out to be, they don't just step in and step out of that role. They don't step in and step out of being like that. So it's disingenuous. It's a lie. And, you know, Lindsey Graham was right. They tried to kill this guy. They tried to massacre his character. And he couldn't do it. Because his God was bigger than them. So now in the book, she calls it out. And the New York Times writes about it. And they spin it in such a fashion where Kavanaugh's accuser, as is written in this book, was never interviewed by, and I guess this is true, was never interviewed by the police, so therefore proper investigation wasn't done. Now, here's the problem. First of all, she either reported it to or somebody on campus knew something had happened. You know, like Omar said, something happened to someone somewhere, whatever. And she never reported it to the police. Again, I know if it wasn't rape, but if it was anything like rape, then, you know, women feel, I get all of that. I really do. Although, if you don't bring it forward, then you don't stop it from happening to somebody else. So it never goes to the police, right? Would she, two of her close friends, I remember since they want to hang Trump and Kavanaugh on hearsay and what other people said, well, we should be able to use that same process. So here's two of her friends, very good friends of hers, that says she doesn't remember the incident. That's why she won't talk about it. So there's nothing a prosecutor would take on here. There's nothing a prosecutor could do here. So immediately he has to be impeached. And that's my irritant with these people. And yes, I did say these people, because here's the deal. The irritant is all you have to do is be accused on the right. Somebody just has to accuse you, and you're ripe for impeachment, you're ripe from jail, you're ripe to be removed. On the left, you can have video, you can have paid off the person you assaulted and or raped, and all is good. All is wonderful. It's not just a double standard, people. It's like a quadruple standard. And then Beto O'Rourke coming out today says, you know, he's got to be removed. All of them. Matter of fact, a bunch of the presidential candidates on the Democrat side all said he needs to be impeached. Nothing. They had no proof. They have a story from the New York Times out of a secondhand or third-hand story for all intents and purposes. And now that we find out that the reason the investigation didn't take place, not that it wasn't done, that the quote-unquote victim refused to come forward. And her two best friends say she doesn't even remember that happening. So if we're supposed to believe the women, why aren't we believing the women who say nothing happened, in essence? Joe Mazzini, your host, we'll get Kimberly Marin's input on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. And coffee cans, how can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. You know, I really do mean that, too. I don't just say it. I really do appreciate it. Look, without you guys listening and commenting and talking and sending me emails, it's like, well, it feels like I talk out of myself sometimes anyhow. But, you know, it's how we get more stations. It's how more happens. Some of you, I don't know if you got the email this weekend, but, you know, the Android app, the Apple app seem to be working fine. I'm getting a lot of positive feedback on it. So head over to the website and grab it there. Or just go to the Apple or Android store, whatever they're called, and simply type in there, The Real Side with Joe Messina. You can't miss it. If you miss it, you probably shouldn't be driving. You know what I'm saying? So pull it down. That way there, if you're not near the radio, you're not where you could actually just easily grab it, you can pull it up on the app, and it just makes life so much easier. Anyway, again, I appreciate your time with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, or send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Okay. We're talking about the whole, this whole Kavanaugh thing and how bad it is. And I don't mean bad for Kavanaugh by any stretch of the imagination. I believe it's bad because they're going after him again with no proof. Even the accuser won't testify. And her close friends are saying, you know what? She doesn't remember it. That's why she doesn't want to testify. Now, you got to give her credit for that. At least she's telling the truth. You know, there's a lot of people around here dying for her to come forward, even if it's not the truth. They don't care. You know? And I'll tell you what, it is a sickness. Them going after him and Trump and others the way they do, it's a sickness. They are like wounded animals that are scratching to get out of a room they're locked up in. They can't even get away from themselves. It's so bad. You know, really. And if I was Kavanaugh, my God, here's... All right, now he's not this kind of guy. You're lucky I'm not your Supreme Court Justice. Because think about this. What if the case that you're working on or that you have something to do with comes up in front of me? Right? I would have a hard time. I would have to recuse myself, and then you'd probably lose for sure. But remember, so the person who wrote the article in the New York Times is based on a book. Now, they knew because the book said that this woman would not testify, would not give an interview to the police. And then when he goes digging a little further, the book also says that her friends say she can't remember the incident. But that was left out of the article that was written. Now, the article was written by a Clinton camp, Clinton lackey, a Clintonite, if you would. And it was, I mean, of all papers, the New York Times, really. So it was put in there, you know, this blockbuster, this bombshell of a story, went nowhere, fizzled away, as most of us knew it would. And then on top of that, when they were called out and they were shown that they weren't being honest, they were being disingenuous, they buried it. It wasn't a retraction. It was just a comment that they didn't take into consideration this or didn't, whatever it was. It was not a retraction. But I'll tell you something, people. I know some don't agree with me. This is all about abortion. This is all about abortion and women's rights. That's all it's about. And Kavanaugh has already come out and said, you know, I mean, look at, he's got a full female staff. I was just talking about this in the last segment. And it ain't because he wants to have a lot of women around him to play with. They've come out, people have worked for him in the past and currently work for him have said, they don't see that in him. You do not change those spots. It's not something you jump in and out of, so to speak. So anyway, so they write this about him. They don't write an attraction. And like I said, this is all about an abortion. These are all the feminists worried that settled law is no longer settled law. The funny thing about it is that, again, the Supreme Court doesn't settle law. That's not their job. Their job is to simply look at a law and decide whether that law is constitutional based on not what another judge said, but what the Constitution says. How many times you hear this opinion that's been rendered by the Supreme Court, other than called constitutional or non-constitutional, where they actually lay out the reason why it's not? That simple. You know, even the because they can't get any of these laws done, because they can't get any of these laws pushed through, the Dems want to pack the court now. I believe that's what they're looking to do. But even Ruth Bader Ginsburg came out at one point a couple of months ago and said, look, what they did to Kavanaugh was not right. Thank God she said that. You know? Think about what they did to that guy a year ago. And if you don't have the money, the notoriety, the people around to help you, you're in a lot of trouble. Right? I mean, the New York Times has now, just when you think it can't go any lower, it gets a jackhammer and makes another 10-foot hole to jump into. Right? I mean, the more and more, they are so far left, they are so into this derangement syndrome for Trump and others like him, that's all they're going to work with. That's all they're going to do. You know it as well as I do. You know, and then... These people are just great. Like I said, the 2020 candidate is coming out saying he needs to be impeached. You don't get much more disingenuous than those people are. You know, it's just amazing. Okay, 855 real. This is bothering me to know it because remember, this is now male against female, female against male. If you would, we're supposed to believe the women, but only liberal women. Truly, if they're really honest about it, those are the only women you can believe. You think they'd believe Sarah Sanders? No, not going to happen. Sarah Palin? No, they'd leave her there to be eaten by the wolves. Right, she doesn't care. And then Beto, I don't know what's happened to him. I mean, maybe he never had it to begin with, but my God, the juice is gone. Somebody said tonight, then let me see, that Beto, never mind, I can't even clean that up. Anyway, I'm Joe Basile, your host. You listen to Real Side. Kimberly Marin will not be with us tonight. She can explain to you next week. She can explain to all of us before I dock her pay next week. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump holding a Keep America Great Again rally in New Mexico as Democratic candidate Elizabeth Warren holding a rally in Washington Square Park in New York City. As for the latest CNN poll of the Democrats, former Vice President Joe Biden leading with 24%, Warren at 18%, Bernie Sanders with 17% of the vote, Kamala Harris at 8%, and Mayor Pete at 6%.
I think the New York Times made another terrible
an aesthetic. It's a shame.
In other news, the New York Times added again before boarding Air Force One, President Trump addressing an article with yet another unsubstantiated accusation against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Here's the president.
And a thing like that could happen. I see they're making a big correction today. They've just announced there's a correction.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
You know, right, raise your hands if you want to take like 3 minutes and listen to them. I always get a kick out of it because, I don't get to hear them that often. A lot of times we're on the air or something's going on, and so I don't get to hear. But the Democrats get so excited when Elizabeth Warren goes, she gets 700, 900 people to an event. She was like, oh my God, I can't believe they're all here to see me. What's he get, like 30,000, 10,000, 20,000, 30,000? And he doesn't pay them. You know, not like they say. They're talking about him paying them. That's not right. Let's see if I can get this on and you can listen for a minute.
And since my election, natural gas production, big story today, in New Mexico has increased by 40%. And that means great wages and it means jobs, and that's why you're breaking every single record in your state's book.
You know what's great is if you look behind President Trump, he doesn't have miserable people that look like they don't know where they are. He's got Latinos for Trump. Women for Trump. Latino women for Trump. Right? Trumpsters for Trump. They all have different hats on, so it's not like they were given all of this. It's just great. And I think his slogan, Keep America Great, is going to work out well for him. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room. All right, so again, so I don't have to beat this thing to death for an hour. When your friends say that Kavanaugh needs to be impeached, Trump needs to be impeached, show me the evidence. Go somewhere, pull it up, show me the evidence of what you're talking about. Because not one of the Kavanaugh's accusers has made it anywhere. Nothing. They either end up backing away, they don't remember, and that kind of stuff. Right? I mean, come on, think about it. Where is Professor Ford? Oh, she took the money that she raised for legal fees, because you remember, she said she was going to fight him to the bitter end. She would give up everything and move to D.C. Well, that didn't happen. He didn't get impeached. He didn't go to jail. They have nothing. They're scratching and searching and begging and praying for something. But it's not going to happen. Again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Now, some of you who pray that I'll have my new computer up and running tomorrow, because this one is making me nuts. These are making me nuts. All right, Tulsi Gabbard. You know, I told you that she got stupid. But I told you she seemed to be the most sane one up there. And, you know, you've heard other people talk about this. I don't get swear words. Do the swear words make you more of a man, more of a woman, more of a human? I don't even know. Wouldn't know what to call anymore. Right? Seems to be the okay. Now, but Tulsi Gabbard today accused Trump of being Saudi Arabia's blank. Is it a B? Some of you who know, it's, you know, no, we don't want him here. Never mind. Right? And she's mad about the response over the oil fields. She's upset because Donald Trump said, we're going to wait. And I don't know, I don't think if it's the waiting part, but it's the waiting because we're waiting for the Saudis to tell us who they think did it. They're there. They're on the ground. They're close to it. Why are we upset about this? The Democrat president candidate, Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii. She took President Trump to task over his response to the attacks on the Saudi oil fields. She likened his wait-and-see approach to being Saudi Arabia's woman. Trump tweeted earlier on Sunday that the U.S. was waiting to hear from the kingdom.
Italy annihilate New Mexico's economy.
All right, stop. I like you, but I was talking. Trump tweeted earlier on Sunday that the U.S. was waiting to hear from the kingdom as to who they believe caused the attack and under which terms they could provide. Right? More proof. Trump awaits instructions from his Saudi masters, Gabbard said. Having our country act as Saudi Arabia's blank is not America first. No, it's how you work with your allies, and you know that. I wish you didn't play this game. I was starting to like you. You know that. We have no proof of what was going on there or that they're in the pocket of. There's no question that Iran is part of this, big part of this situation. You ever made the same off-color remark last year after Trump stood by the Saudis, right? I mean, that whole backlash or murder of Jamal Khashoggi. It could very well be that the Crown Prince had knowledge of the tragic event. Maybe he did, and maybe he didn't, Trump said. See, I'm kind of his mindset to a degree. When you're in that position as president, you're having to deal with those people. You want to hear it from them. You want to hear what they have to say. Right? Now, as far as the Saudis go, you still can't move the way you want to there. Remember, it is a sovereign country. We should be asking them what they want. How much of us do they want involved? Now, I'll tell you something else. I don't think we should be involved at all. I think we should let the Saudis and others just unleash on Iran. Let Iran keep making its cousins to the left, to the east and the west, crazy. You know? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But they're all making off-color remarks now. They're all doing things like that now, right? I mean, in their tweets, in their discussions, in their talks, when they get on a station, it's no longer even civility towards the issues. It's always making fun of the other person. Gabbard was not impressed by Donald's tweet. Saudi Arabia's oil supply was attacked, he said. There's a reason to believe that. We know the culprit, right? And we're locked and loaded, depending on the verification. We are waiting to hear from the kingdom as to who they believe may have done the case. And again, aren't we supposed to be working with our allies? Or do we just go in there unilaterally and start tearing things down, blowing things up? Can't have it both ways. Actually, it would even be both ways. It'd be like three or four different ways at this point. The derangement syndrome, the closer we get to some of the issues going on, some of the election times, the primary periods, you're just going to see them get worse and worse and worse. Seriously. And unless we get out in front of that, we get in front of that with information, we get in front of that by telling our friends and maybe not so loved ones, our acquaintances about that information, what they need. Right? I love the Democrats lately, too, when they're talking about impeachment. No, seriously. It's a lot of fun. They don't have what they need. They're supposedly the smartest people in the room. If they figure out that they can't win without the Senate, what are they doing? Department of Justice. Gotta love these guys, too. They use Democrats in impeachment confusion to get at them in court, to go against them in court. You know, it's funny because when you talk about when you're a public entity or officials, you can get in trouble in court. They don't know that, though. They can't figure that out. The Justice Department in new court filing sought to block congressional Democrats' their bid for secret grand jury material from Robert Mueller. They cited the confusion inside the caucus over whether or not they're pursuing an impeachment investigation. Now, the papers that were filed with the court from the DOJ argued that the House Judiciary Committee clearly is not doing that. Right? They're not, first of all, they can't even figure out what to call it. Have you guys figured that out yet? Are they going for impeachment? Are they going for the impeachment process? What are they getting to vote for? What are they going to call it now? Right? The committee's own description of its investigation makes it clear that it's too far, that this whole process is too far removed to have any potential effect on that. But I love this, how they get in their own way. And I think we ought to let them. I think we ought to let them keep going. Let them hang themselves. Let them go till they can't go any further. And they're gasping for air. And I don't mean that in a nasty way. You know what I mean. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. As I like to say, being truly, you're being part of the solution, right? Not just the conversation. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate it. President Trump is, just having a field day at his rallies, right? And he's talking about all the economy, and that's what I think he should stay on. I talked about that to somebody today on their show. He should stay on the accomplishments, not just of him, not just how he beat them in 2016. I think he should stay on the accomplishments of each individual state, the governors from those states, the Democrats, how the Democrats came in, saved some of those states. Whether you want to hear it or not, it's the truth. Now, some of those people in those states run by Democrats are living so much better. Or betterer. Right? So again, we really need to support. He needs to talk about, tout, and support what he's won, what he's done, the positive side of all of that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm kind of all over the place because I'm excited with all this stuff. And I never did finish off with the Democrats' impeachment. right, how confused they are and how bad it is for them. And, you know, and I want to go back to it because they can't even decide what they do. Right, the committee's own description of its investigation is clear that it's too far removed from any potential judicial proceeding. So DOJ is like, we can't do anything with this. It's almost like them telling you you can't use the word illegal alien anymore. Although it is the constitutional term used. It is the legal term used. Change it. If you really don't want to use it, you don't think it applies today, then change it. Right? And then you think about how bad this investigation has gone for them. They've lost everything. There's no Russia anymore. There's no Russia. So what are they going to do now? Right? Now another group of Democrat say it's a impeachment investigation. What does that mean? Like, they're going to investigate to impeach so they can find stuff to impeach him for? Are they investigating because they have proof that he's done something wrong and they just need to find, I don't even know if you have proof that he's done something wrong that you don't need to find proof for it, right? Shifty Schiff, who's been pretty quiet lately, didn't he see with his own eyes? Well, there's your proof right there. Eyewitness story. Guess not. So not the legal eagle here. But they have to decide whether they're doing an impeachment or an impeachment investigation. And then remember, they have to have 2/3 of a vote. Who really, raise your hand, who thinks they're going to get 2/3 of a vote? Nobody. The lawmakers, again, in a related case in court, are seeking to release a secret grand jury material from Mueller's investigation. You can't. See, a lot of these rules, it's really funny. They were set up ahead of time. God, these people are so irritating. It was set up ahead of time that the grand jury's information is not made public. Matter of fact, none of this had to been made public. So Trump is doing a lousy job of hiding it if he told people to put it out there. Small percentage of the report remains redacted as grand jury material must remain secret. That's the federal rules and criminal procedure. So if they want to change it again, they're Congress, they can change it. What are they waiting for? Why do they do that all the time? But the DOJ countered that the Democrats are doing is they're not doing an investigation at all. That's what the Democrats are saying. We're investigating. DOJ says not investigation. You're not doing anything that falls in line with it. The DOJ also quoted the House Judiciary Committee Chairman, Weebles Nadler, as once saying, an impeachment inquiry is when you consider only impeachment. And that's not what we're doing since Nadler has gone back and forth over whether or not his committee's investigations indeed are an impeachment inquiry. This is just, it's not confusing. It's irritating. It's muddy and it's irritating. You know, I am almost like, if there's any chance of them bringing this to the, just bring it. Bring it, let the president squash you like the gnat that you are, and let's get it over with, right? The DOJ also quoted House Judiciary Committee Chairman Nadler. Yeah, you know what? My screen keeps jumping back and forth. But again, you can quote this guy all day long. Because Nadler he has so many times he's contradicted himself between impeachment for the president, this president, and all the way back to impeachment for Clinton. How wrong that was. Now, Trump accused this group of this committee of botching their efforts. He then referred to the former President Barack, I lovingly call Oblamo, and former First Lady Michelle Obama. He said they're going over to Netflix. And they took a book deal in 2017. All these lawmakers, all these people are making a few bucks. Isn't that cool? House Judiciary has given up on the Mueller report, sadly for them, after 2 years and $40 million spent. Zero collusion, zero obstruction, right? So they say, okay, let's see, can't get that, can't get the Russians, can't get, let's see, let's just, you know what, we'll just keep going. We'll just keep going. And even with all this investigation they're doing, do any of them decide to investigate, either bring up, speak about, speak to the FISA investigation? Right? No. Look into the Obama, let's take a look into the Obama book deal. Then the Netflix. Wasn't this the guy that said $3 million was more than enough? You didn't need any more than $3 million. And somehow this man with less than $3 million found a way to buy a $14 million house on the in Nantucket. A real nose in the air neighborhood. How do you like that? That's the way I'll put it. I mean, I'm loving these IG reports. I hope some of you are too. I don't know that we're. I don't know for sure we're gonna act on them. I had Judge Jeanine on Friday, and she said that look, there's a lot of big names going down. That Bill Barr knows what he's doing. He didn't go after the Comey for the small stuff like lying to the FBI. They've got more stuff on him. They find a former FBI agent James Comey violated policy with his handling of the memos, right, and all those documented conversations with Trump. Remember when FBI. When Comey handed that notebook over or spilled parts of that notebook out when he wasn't supposed to, Bill Barr knows the law. And when little Nadler asked him for the notes from his conversations with President Trump, he looked at him and said, no, can't have him. There was nothing the jury could do about it. See, there is no crime here. So the president has not been accused of murder. Right? He wasn't at a crime scene where he had a gun in his hand, the guy was dead from a gunshot wound, and they accuse him of murder now. They're looking for something to charge him with. They're doing a fine-tooth comb look at his house to see if they can find a speck of cocaine. This is how bad it's gotten. And then, yet again, we have a FISA warrant that they lied on to be able to act on. And we get nothing there. No relief from the Democrats whatsoever. Which is why the Senate is taking on a lot of these investigations, if you would. And I don't blame them. Another report is discussing whether the FBI acted improperly with regard to the FISA warrant applications. Did they lie to the judge? Did they have misinformation? Did they act on misinformation, and that's why they went to the judge with it? That's going to have to be found out in order to decide who gets punished, who gets hurt, who gets in trouble. Now, as for the Obamas, this is the first time that Trump implied that their book deal with Penguin Random House, which reportedly paid the former president and first lady more than $65 million for their memoirs. Think about that. Let that sit in. I think that's more than $3 million. I'll have to check my calculator. I'm not sure. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do want you with me, so go heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, do what you got to do. We got a lot more coming up in the next hour. We're going to go do our old Millennial Monday segments. I think that they're great. I like them. Hopefully you will, too. We'll be back in a few minutes.